Hey, everybody, before we get started on the show, just wanted to say that my date, February 4th at the Fargo Theater, is very, very close. There's not a ton of tickets left. So if you were planning on just walking up, I don't think that's going to work. Please grab your tickets if you want to come to the show because I don't want you to miss out. Also, right after that, the next weekend, February 10th and 11th, I'll be in Cincinnati at Go Bananas
Go Bananas.
with.
Ya boy. It's me. You'll be with me. I'm gonna do
I will be.
stand-up comedy. Go bananascomedy.com tickets. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Who knows what's gonna happen? Probably just comedy.
Yeah, who knows? And I have a ton of dates. If you just go to my website, it's chaddaniels.com/tour. It'll bring you to my whole calendar. You can click on the ticket link and you can just get going and make it happen.
Hey, get on going, brother. All right. All right now. Who? Who's this guy? Who? This guy who's excited but doesn't maybe like, maybe has a bad history with people being loud. Who? So he likes to who, but it who? There's no way this is going to be a good show.
Justin, please start it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Yeah, there's a little pep in my step today. Yes, of course, I'm talking a little louder, a little more energetic. I've got some blue sky energy up here in northern Minnesota. I'm looking out my window, there's sun shining. I was outside, I took a couple of deep breaths of crisp, fresh air. Welcome to the goddamn podcast. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundson.
Hey. How's it going? It's nice to. What am I supposed to say to all that? That was that. There's nothing. There's no following that. I'm excited
jacked
to be
up,
here.
Dude. I'm jacked up.
You look jacked up right now. You're wearing a hoodie, a flat brimmed hat.
Yeah.
You look like you just got second place in the X Games when no one thought you would even qualify.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got a little bit of that
I
talented
feel
dirt
like
biker energy.
Well, to let you know how wrong that is, so for Christmas, I got Olivia a. I said we'll go snowboarding for the first time,
Okay.
right? Because we normally we ski when we go to these. And let's be clear, where I live, there are hills, right? We're not on mountains, we're on hills. We're going down a hill. The lift doesn't take long to get back to the top of the hill, and there are just a couple options going down.
Sure.
But we were like, she wanted to try snowboarding. I said, all right, maybe I'll get you a snowboard. And she goes, well, they're pretty expensive, and what if I hate it? Maybe we should just try it. And I go, yeah, no problem. And so we look up, we're going to go today, and we look it up, and the two hills that are each an hour in different directions from the house, they're closed.
Okay.
They're closed today. They're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so we can't go. And I go, oh my God, I am so sorry about this. Because she's going back to school now. She'll miss it.
Oh, sure.
And she goes, honestly, I think I was pretty scared about figuring out how to get off the chairlift. So this works for me. And I just melted down like, thank God. I did not want to strap a goddamn board that's just hanging off my ankle, ready to tear my foot off in some weird twisty accident. So I'm thrilled that we didn't get to go. I'm just going to figure out another way to get her that gift. But my God, I didn't get second place in any X game event. But I do, you're right, I do look the part.
You do look the part. My fam I'm more of a Tubin family. Let's head over to the you know how you know I'm white trash? People are like, we're going skiing. No, I'll meet you at the Tubin Hill, brother.
Yeah.
We don't. I did try. I've tried. I've probably told this before on the podcast. I tried snowboarding once, got a helmet. I rented a helmet because my dad made me rent a helmet. I was like,
You gotta have a helmet.
What do you need a helmet for? And then the first time down, I fell on my face, and my legs kicked up behind me and kicked the helmet. And so, good call, and I never snowboarded ever again.
Yeah, I think you do need that, because don't you want to be conscious to watch your GoPro video, bruh?
Oh, yeah,
I think you should. I think you want to be, bruh. Dude, hey, when you're sitting in the hospital bed, bruh, you're going to want to be ready to watch the GoPro, dude. It's going to be radical.
There's nothing like watching skiing and snowboarding isn't fun, but you want to have a good time. Get some snacks, get some beverages, head to a small town, Tubin Hill, and watch little kids who aren't listening to their parents almost bulldoze fat people at the bottom of the hill who can't get out of the way quick enough.
It's human bowling, and I do love it. And you know when you found a professional tuber, when you can see them wrapping duct tape around their mittens so the tow rope to go back up the hill doesn't make holes in their new Christmas gift.
I was doing the opposite of tubing. Transition alert. Transition to a different topic alert. I went to the pool.
That's just a nice way of saying, Cy doesn't like the way Chad started the show.
Transition to new. Did you start it or did I start it? Who sent us down the skiing route?
Oh yeah, you said I looked like a guy from X Games, which let me tilt my hat just a little bit. There we go.
Oh, that's very Manila Ice of you.
It looks like I hit the ground and it tilted my hat on my snowboard and I refused to change it back.
Sure. I went to the warm water pool, do a little exercise, and
good.
You know how people who run exercise classes are the most territorial people on the planet? Like, yeah. If you're at a Lifetime Fitness and there's a Pilates studio or like a yoga or whatever, and you see in that studio, you're like, oh, I really need one of those dumbbells, or I really need a yoga mat or a block, and you open the door and some man or woman turns to you and goes, this is Pilates, it's reserved for Pilates.
Right.
It's fucking spin class, are you here to spin, get the fuck out. Like, you're like, I just need the mat.
Yeah, I have a hierarchy of attitudes. At the top, of course, TSA.
Hairdresser. I was going to say hairdresser, but you're saying
I'm going to go with TSA. Then I'm going to go for a tie for second are people that run exercise classes,
mm-hmm.
and then also volunteers at a figure skating competition, because it's the same exact thing. Where are your credentials? And I've heard Olivia go, well, look at me. I'm wearing a figure skates. I took time to braid my hair and I'm in a figure skating dress. I don't have my credentials because when I was going to spin, I didn't want it to choke me. At this last one in Duluth, Olivia goes, where would I put the bomb? And I thought that was just like, yeah, there's no, she's wearing spandex. Find the bomb.
Yeah. So we can agree then. We agree? They're not.
We totally agree.
There's a woman who runs classes in this therapy pool, in the warm water pool, like movement exercise classes. And Chad, she's the complete opposite. I was worried the first time I showed up while the class was going that I was going to get that. This woman is so wonderful and warm and kind. And she will, during the middle of her class, she will like move people in her class out of the way so I can have my area that I need to do my exercise. Right?
Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman.
People helping people.
People helping people. So whenever I show, normally if I would show up, because it's a big pool, but you get a big class in there, there's a little area left, but not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go the other direction. But now I get in and I do my stuff and I leave.
Well, what is your stuff?
Well, I do squats in the water.
Okay.
I do calf raises. I do this thing where I... high knees, where my knees go high and then I step my heel back down behind my other foot.
It must be nice to be able to do squats in the water. I would drown. I'm just a short little guy.
And then I thought that was a fat joke, but you're right, it's a height joke. And I do side steps, you know, where you step to the side and then
side steps are when you step to the side? Well,
So
okay.
So I'm in the pool to do these things, and I go over and I do my squats on the bench. There's a bench in the pool, so you would survive. And I do my squats, and then I go back over to a different area, kind of right by the other wall of the pool. So I'm facing the long way, like staring down the lanes. Okay. Yep. And there are probably 30 or more 50 to 60-year-old women, right?
Okay.
In this pool, and one man of that age.
Sure.
And they're just doing their exercises, and I am like leaned against the wall, and I'm just kind of like looking at the water because I'm taking a break in between things, and I don't want to make eye contact with anybody because that feels weird. But then all of a sudden, I start hearing "Stand beside her," or I should have been more prepared for the show, but all of a sudden I'm hearing the song "God Bless America."
Yeah.
Right? And I look up, and marching towards me in the water are all these women singing that song. And for a second, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What's happening? What's happening? Did they start? Is this like that? Is this like a car dealership in Idaho where they start the day with a Pledge of Allegiance? What's happening?
Here's what I hope is happening is that all the women, since they go together, they flow together, and all of them are on their period, and it's just the walking red coming at you.
Oh,
just ah.
I just sure that is not that's not what's happening. It's
okay.
Well, it's so part of, and it's a clever idea. It's a mobility exercise class, and so you have to do things for a certain amount of time. So they do it for the length of a song. So they march to one side of the pool, then they turn around. So this is the marching exercise, and so they chose that song because it's a marching song. Now, did that stop me from being very confused and concerned as they were marching? And the funniest thing I have seen in a while, as they're doing that, because they march one way, then they turn around and march the other way, and then they're coming back. An Asian guy comes out of the locker room. And he's got the goggles on. And he's got the little tight speedo-y pants on, and he's clearly a lap singer. And in the back of the warm pool, there's a lap. Like the other pool is always so busy, so they have an extra lap in the back of the warm pool, and it's available. Mm-hmm. He walks out and almost does like a cartoonish like skid and stop, sees everything, just looks at it, and then turns around and walks the other way. It was so funny. And then I figured out what they were doing because then they started going, take me out to the ball game, and they were swinging a baseball bat. So they started doing that. Now, I will say, and oh, somebody's going to, dude, the amount of like, quit it with your woke topic. Somebody's going to hate this one. Just know it's.
Just wait, though. If you looked up and 30 to 40 people were marching towards you to God Bless America, you wouldn't throw your hand on your tit immediately? Come on.
But here's the second part of it. This is where people are going to get up my ass a bit. I'm just telling you what happened. Because I thought this was very funny, but, you know, I'm in the bathroom after, and then I hear, I'm like, they've done a number of songs. But the one they started singing, I just all of a sudden, I'm like, no, that's not right, is it? And so I peered out, and there's a sea of white women going, "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me." Like,
yeah, I get you.
And they were swinging their arms, so it's a good mobility exercise, but there's got to be another swinging song.
There's a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch.
Isn't there something about the fucking Henry guy who, like, I don't know. Isn't there a...
Oh, John Henry.
There's got to be... There's got to be... Any other thing was swinging or chopping or doing anything. And I know there's not some exact information about how that song came to be. But I do think there's a lot of information behind it being, you know, a slave song, and people thinking it might have been code words for the Underground Railroad. What you want to know what's weirder than a bunch of middle-aged Ohioan women singing God Bless America while they march towards you? Seeing them doing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Yeah, we can't get Jump, Jive, and Wail in there or something. It's like, you've already swung the bat to the, leave your arms alone. Do something else.
I think they should do Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. But you can't do that just in case one of them has a heart attack, you know? You wouldn't be able to tell what's happening. Like, he's really good at this exercise.
Yeah, that would, just listening to that. And then you see the Asian guy finally get up the courage to walk back out. And then he sees that and immediately is just dressed and in his car.
I will say, I don't know nicer people than at the Warm Water Pool. It is just a community of aunties and grandmas, and you want to feel, here's what I'll tell you. You want to feel special. About Chad and I's age? Are you between your 30s and your 80s? If you are a man of Chad and I's generation and you want to feel good about yourself, hop on that internet, find a warm water therapy pool, and then just go there and let these women whose grandchildren don't spend any fucking time with them love you up. What did you say? You do a podcast? Oh, boy. Tell me everything.
And I'll also say this. The majority of the women in that pool, and this is not an apology, Joel, but in the majority of women in the pool, if you go, oh, you know what? You know, that's maybe that's not the song, and here's why. They'd go, oh, okay, different song. I'll find one.
Yeah.
I'll find a new song with swinging.
How about Wrecking Ball? That would be great to see a bunch of 50 and 60-year-old women like, came in like a wrecking ball, and they're just swaying their body like the wrecking ball. I love that.
I'd like to see a line outside the pool and Wrecking Ball becomes a cannonball and everyone just gets to fucking go
for it. I came in like a cannonball. Oh, that's good.
I love it.
I like it.
Hey, can I tell you if you fast forward to this part, you're gonna love it.
Hey.
You feel me, dude?
Hey, fuck you. What? Who is it? Why did that character? Hey, fuck you, dude.
That's my aggressive. You know, if anyone's like, oh great, Woke Nation is starting trouble. That's my voice to get them back because they go like, ooh, what?
It's like a deer call.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, come on back and listen.
Who do you like less, Woke Nation or anti-Woke Nation? That's a tie for me.
Yeah. It's a bit much. I did this to Olivia. She goes, and this is Asian heavy today, but she said, I didn't want to do this because I felt like I was mooching. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where the word mooching came from. But I go, hey, you know what? It's pretty racist. You can't say that because in World War II, Asians were called mooches. And she was like, oh, my God. And I let her sit with it all day long because that is some shit you would hear.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Some shit where you go, I don't know the origin of that word. And so when someone tells you, when it's that, you kind of have no choice but to believe them. You can't go, that can't be right, because that just doubles down. And so she sat with it forever. And then at dinner, I had forgotten. Did I ever tell you a story about when I was younger, I peed in a Mountain Dew bottle No. and I put it in the refrigerator?
No.
Because here's the thing. My sister kept drinking my Mountain Dew. I didn't have a lot of money. So when I went to get Mountain Dew, I like wanted it. Don't drink my fucking Mountain Dew. So she kept doing it. And so I peed in a Mountain Dew bottle and I put it in the fridge thinking,
no.
Yeah, come and get it, you fucking dick. And then my mom took the Mountain Dew bottle out and put it in front of my plate for dinner. Oh. And I had forgotten all about it. So I drank my own piss. I drank my own piss. So I had completely forgotten about this mastermind plan that I had.
Did you not, did the cold take away from the stink? Didn't you, or are you like a sit down, crack it and run?
Let me say this. I didn't drink it.
Yeah, I mean, I know. You started to drink it, and you're like, oh yeah, piss.
Yeah, because as soon as piss goes in your mouth, your nose helps you taste extra, and you go, that's piss, dude. Get it out. And so I spit it all over my dinner. So I also, double whammy, didn't get to eat because my own piss trick ruined my dinner, and my mom was like, that's all we have. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So... And she goes, maybe next time don't piss in a Mountain Dew, which is
great,
very fair, because she went to drink some and smelled it immediately. So here's a tip for everybody. If you're going to piss in a Mountain Dew bottle to get back at your little sister for drinking your Mountain Dew, drink a bunch of water first so it's not some brown ass stale urine.
Sure.
Where you open it and you can smell it right away. I didn't smell it because I was like, you know, I love Mountain Dew back then, so I was freaking out. I undid it, and before I even had a chance to smell it, the piss was in my mouth.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. That's like, I don't want to call your family white trash, but that.
And you shouldn't.
That is.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that you have to duct tape your gloves when you're tubing, and I also know. I've also just told you a story about pissing in a Mountain Dew bottle. Is there anything?
Listen here. Yeah. After a long day of trying to get good at dirt biking when I was little, nothing refreshes my electrolyte deficit like an ice-cold Mountain Dew at the diner table. And Mom usually said, nuh-uh, Mountain Dew is more like dessert drink. And I said one day, what? You going to let me drink it with dinner? And I gulp, and it was my piss. I forgot the fecal urine booby trap I had set for my sister. I tried to Home Alone piss my sister, and it backfired on me.
Yeah, it sure did.
Devastatingly.
And then for a week, every time you piss, you go, oh, I remember that. It was a brutal, brutal backfire. And so the point of that story
Yeah,
okay.
How do you come back? I struggle with smells. I brought our entire family that's down here. Jess, Madonna Scale, Ethan, my wife. I brought everybody into the pantry because I thought there was something rotten in there. And sure. Really searched out to find a rotten potato in our potato pile. Mm-hmm. So I really struggle with smells. And I don't know that I would quickly get over piss in the mouth. Do you remember, were you like the next day just like, I'm back to me, or did the piss mouth stay with you for a while?
Well, the piss mouth didn't stay with me, but like I said, for a week when I peed, anytime I smelled my pee or walked into a public bathroom that was not cleaned regularly, it sent me into it was either like, oh shit, I should get some Mountain Dew, or it was, oh yeah, remember that disgusting thing.
Is drinking your own piss, that's like a thing that some people do because they think it's, right? It's a thing, right? Wouldn't it surprise you if you're like, yeah, there's some guys out there who, in order to gain more muscle mass, they've started drinking their own pee.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
no,
I just said
it sounds right.
Oh, gotcha. Jessa Reed, very funny comedian, podcaster, met her in Cincinnati. She has a story about when she used to do meth. She found out that she could, there was meth in piss, in your piss. So she would,
no.
When she couldn't find meth, she would drink her piss. It's, if you search Jessa Reed, what's that show on Comedy Central where Ari used to host it? And then
This Is Not Happening.
Yeah. So if you search Jessa Reed, This Is Not Happening, it's an incredible story. You should definitely check it out. The reason I brought all of that up was to let you know that sometimes I forget when I set up a funny thing. And yes, I stand by pissing in a Mountain Dew bottle is funny, even though I drank it.
Absolutely.
So I tell Olivia, they used to call Asians mooches.
Mm-hmm.
And she is down and out. And I go, oh, that's funny. I'll tell her in about an hour. That's wrong. Well, we're sitting at dinner last night. And she's just like picking at her food with her fork. I go, hey, what's wrong? And she goes, I just can't believe that I called myself a moocher. And then that's like racist towards Asian people. And I go, oh my God, you've been thinking about that all day. I fucking forgot. I forgot to tell you it was a lie. And so she's just like, first of all, pissed at me, but also so glad that that wasn't the case. God sure. damn it, that made me laugh so hard.
Mooch is a really good word to run that bit on. It absolutely.
Because there's where did it come from? Do you know where it came from?
I have no idea. I can find out where it came from. I have no idea where it.
Yeah, let's check out origin of mooch.
I love it.
Or well, irigen. It's irigen. Old French. Oh, it's Old French and Anglo-Norman.
Well, that doesn't help us at all.
Let's see. Here says hide skulk. That's it. So I don't think it's racist towards anybody in particular. It's old.
The
French.
Only thing we are worse at than hosting a show is trying to be the guys who also like, hey, you know, the Rogan's like, hey, Jamie, you want to bring that up? We're our own Jamie, yeah. And we're the shittiest Jamies that have ever been Jamies.
I don't know. I think I found that pretty quickly.
But was it helpful? Do you think you found helpful stuff?
Well, yeah, because now I know that it means to hide or skulk. I know that it is not, you know, like racist towards any group of people, especially not Asians.
Sure. I found there's an actual government. There's like a published on the National Library of Medicine, right? An NAIH.gov site. An article titled "The Golden Fountain is Urine the Miracle Drug No One Told You About." How great would it be if just the article said no? Urine therapy is a thing. There's another sure. article on news24.com. Do you remember the days when, I don't know exactly how long ago this was, that when you'd see something posted and if it wasn't from a like National Geographic, like let's say it's something about nature. Sure. If it wasn't from nationalgeographic.com, you're like, well, that's fucking bullshit. And yeah. kind of the democratization of information has been a wonderful thing. But also now we just like this News 24 thing. I mean, I don't know.
Right. It's exactly what I did to Olivia.
Yeah.
I mean, when I told her that thing, I mean, and she believed me because it's to the point where you read something, you go, well, that's or you hear something and you go, I'm not going to argue with that.
I generally know how garbage a website is. This is my test. I don't really like look around at the content or anything. I scroll to the bottom of the article. By the way, this article is titled, "Could Drinking Your Own Urine Really Be the Key to Looking and Feeling Good?" And by the way, that's what it said on the Google
well,
search.
Well, obviously not.
Could drinking your own urine lead you to being a man in your late 40s? Who looks like he's traveling the country as a Travis Pastrana. Is his name Pastrana?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I think he's like he's like a skateboarder.
Jamie, who is that?
Jamie, look up Travis Pastrana. People are going to know that person, and us not really knowing him cut the legs off of your cover act. Like
sure.
going around yeah. the country doing his tricks, your character being named Travis Pastrami. I thought that was going to land. But I clicked on could drinking your own urine. So on when you Google search drinking your own urine, it said that sentence. Could drinking your own urine really be the key to looking and feeling good? And then you click into the article and there's another sentence in the title. And it is, this man really seems to think so. And then the picture of the man immediately, look at this, is...
And look at the urine. It's straight brown.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And it's in a jar, dude.
This guy looks like if Princess Bride, what's his name? Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. That guy?
Yep.
If Inigo Montoya had a brother who drank his own piss, that is exactly what this looks like.
That really is. That's a great description.
Hello,
good for
my
you,
name
by
is
the way.
Ricardo Montoya. My brother and I do not get along. Would you like a glass of peace?
Yeah, what I like to do is when I look at a website, I like to look at the ads that they've accepted.
So that's what I was getting to, but I got lost in Ricardo Montoya here. when you scroll to the bottom, he's got a girlfriend. Here's a picture of him.
Oh my God, there are so many jars of piss.
So let's talk about this guy.
Here's a question.
Let's
talk about this guy.
Question. Yeah.
I got a question about this guy. Number one, he's got the camera up. He's sitting down with his girlfriend draped on his back like a koala bear.
Yep.
And he's got his arm up, looking back over their faces and then behind them. Of course, you want a good angle for this shot. If you're going to tell people you look good from drinking piss, you got to have a higher angle. Makes sense. But I can tell by your little fucking arrow, you're counting the bottles of the jars of piss.
36. 36 bottles of piss full to the brim.
36 bottles of piss on the wall. 36 bottles of piss. Take one down. Pass it around. 35 bottles. Here's the thing. How do you have that many jars of piss? Like, what are you drinking? Aren't you drinking your piss to make piss?
Yeah.
Because, and that explains why that one jar is filled with brown. It looks like a Newcastle, like a nut brown ale.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like. It's that color. And I suppose when you filter piss so many times, it probably looks like that, right?
I mean, I would guess you're, like, every time you piss, your toxins are coming out. So you're re-drinking the piss with the toxins and adding toxins. Now, I don't know anything about urine science. What I do know is if I'm going to drink piss, like, what are those mason jars? It looks like old. It looks like old, like, tea jars, dressing jars. Like, if I'm going to be a guy who drinks his own piss, come on, man. Go out. Head on over to Michael's Craft Store and just get a uniform set of mason jars.
Yeah. This looks too homemade for me.
This is
to convince
too
me.
Much of a homemade piss method. And this,
I'm also going to tell you this. I got to tell you this. Please leave.
Oh, this is no. Hold on. You missed a very, very important thing. Here's what it says. We haven't read this article. We thought this was his girlfriend draped over his shoulder. She also, if you told me that lady drank piss, I would believe you.
Harry with his friend.
With his friend, Lucy Dias, and her collection, and I quote, of aged urine. Bummer. Bummer.
Well, here's the thing.
Huge bummer.
You know, you gotta let it ferment, because then you could get a little buzz off of it. But here's the problem I have. Can you scroll back to the picture?
Yeah, sure.
I don't throw around the word ugly with haste, so I'm not going to. But neither of these two are good-looking enough to get me to... This is not an advertisement that's gonna make me go, oh, I should drink piss if I'm going to be able to look like that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to wear... Is it going to make me wear gray sweatpants with black socks? Get fucked, dude. Get fucked, Ricardo.
Yeah, this is...
Your outfit sucks.
You better... If you're going to be the star of an article entitled... Could drinking your own urine really be the key to looking and feeling good? This man seems to think so. You better be glowing. I better go, oh man, is that Paul Rudd over there?
Right.
You better have, now here's the thing. Maybe this guy who looks like 28, maybe we find out he's in his early 50s and that's a different conversation. I'm not going to read this. I'm not going
to
read
I would like to know how old he is. Because, yeah, if you're going to get me to drink my own piss, it's going to be like, hey, does drinking your own urine make you look and feel better? Well, this year's Time Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive sure thinks so. Something really dedicated.
Yeah.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
And where you were going is where I was going. I like to, for website validity, even more so the ads that are on the page as you scroll down, I like to go to the very bottom and see at the very bottom, do they have that thing where they list other things you can click on? And this one does. Like, is there a gallery? Like, click here for pictures of Jennifer Love Hewitt that leave fans in awe. You know,
here's a question. Why is that one purple? Have you already clicked on that?
That's not purple. But here's the thing.
People can't see it.
What people point out, and they're not wrong, these are... Now, as I look at these, some of these are geared towards me. Here's where the top NFL free agents are going to sign. Here's some early signs of dementia. That's a look into one of the things Cy worries about.
Yeah, and then in parentheses it says number two, scary.
Should we find out what number two is?
Who isn't scared of shit?
Do you have any of these four dementia warning signs? Number two is particularly really scary. Harvard scientists discovered a simple eye trick. I'm not going to do this. I want to go back to this. Now, if we're not careful here, everybody is going to just be shifted into my way of consuming the internet, which is, you know, hey, did you know Cy spent 3 hours learning about celebrities' siblings today? And that's
We don't want to do that to people.
Nobody needs that.
That's not fair. It's not fair.
Nothing's fair. That's not a word I like, Chad. Nothing's fair. Take your fair and go the fuck home.
I tried to be fair. Do you want to hear this story?
Transition alert. Transition alert. We're switching topics.
This is real. But I tried to be fair.
Okay.
I was going to get my oil changed. I get there. There's a guy in front of me pulls in. I'm following him. There are two bays open. There's normally three bays, but there's an orange cone in front of one bay. So he pulls in.
Can we rename this podcast when we admit to everybody that we're sexually interested in each other and we both think each other's attractive? Can we start calling the show Two Bays Open?
Yes, Two Bays Open.
Two Bays Open. Two Bears, One Cave. Look out. Here comes.
Oh, hey, bay.
Two Bays Open.
So, bay, listen to me, bay. He pulls in, right? He commits to a bay, which I don't do. If I'm first in that line, I split the diff and I make sure that no one can get around me.
Absolutely. Smart call.
But he commits to a bay. I go in, right?
Yep.
He is behind. I'm behind a truck. I can see through the bay doors. I'm behind a truck. He's behind a highway patrolman car.
Okay.
And so the truck that I'm behind gets done, takes off. My bay door opens. The guy's looking at me, and I go, I kind of give the old, like, yeah, go ahead. You were here first. So I back up, let him take that. I go behind the highway patrolman because clearly that car is going to be done momentarily. And then a lady pulls up next to me. I'm waiting for a while. The guy that I let go in the bay, his car's done. He goes. The bay door opens. The lady looks at me, smiles, and fucking drives in.
Ooh.
So now I'm just sitting there behind this guy. So I fucking, listen, I'm going to tell you something. My car was in drive, and I thought I was going to break the little shifter when I put it in park. It was an aggressive move. A lot of front shoulder action in it.
Sure. Sure.
So I get out, I slam my car door, I look back to make sure it hasn't sunken in, because that's how hard I slammed it. I walked into the place where the car, whatever. And the guy who I let go first, his car had been pulled up, obviously, so he's paying. And he looks at me and he goes, hey, that was really nice of you. And I go, yeah, kind of got fucked by the niceness. And I forgot that I'm in public, so I said the F word. Now, it's small town Minnesota. Everyone's looking at me like, who is this heathen that drove up from a city? There's a man from a city here giving the F word in public. And so this guy starts laughing, and he goes, yeah, I guess the person that came in after you wasn't as nice as you. Awesome, because he didn't know who it was, and it's a lady sitting right here.
Love it.
And so I look at her, and to him, while looking at her, I go, guess not. Then I said, well, what is that fucking cop doing to his car? Getting the whole engine replaced? And I feel on my shoulder, out of nowhere, a tap. And I turn around and it's the highway patrolman. And he goes, yeah, sorry, man, I have to get my tires rotated. And I was like, I rarely backpedal. I rarely backpedal. But in this moment, I go, nope, makes sense. I mean, listen, if I'm in the ditch, because we were having some pretty harsh weather at that point. I go, if I'm in the ditch, I need you to have good tires because you're probably going to have to come rescue me and drive me to safety. So I backpedal hugely on that.
Love it.
And then
love
and
a
then
good
he,
backpedaling chat.
And then he calls me on it. He goes, ooh, got you to back down. I go, yep, on your engine thing, but that lady's still a jerk. And now, and then it's just so quiet for what seemed like 5 minutes. It was probably 30 seconds. But, oh my God, it was so great. And then he was still in there when my car was done. Because they went out and got my car and moved it into the other bay while I was bitching and moaning. And so he's still there. My car's done. I pay for it. And I go, dude, this is a deal now, though. Do I call you specifically? Because I have your name. I saw your name on your shirt. Do I call you specifically for a ride now that you have new tires? And then he just kind of giggled and gave me a one finger to the temple and pointed to me like a, it's not a salute, but it's a, I got your joke. I'm not going to laugh at it, but I got it.
We almost needed someone this weekend.
Yeah, that was interesting.
We almost, he's the guy that could have potentially been the savior of our situation. Now,
because there was a blizzard in Ohio when I came to visit. Now, when you say I didn't know what you were talking about when you said we almost needed
transition
someone.
Transition alert. We're ending the show with a different story.
I didn't know if when you said we almost needed someone, it was like a therapist or a fifth person to gang up on me. Or,
oh, come on.
Yeah, but go
come
ahead.
On. Fucking you, come on.
You tell you... the story, and I'm going to fill in the gaps. You tell the story, I'll fill in the gaps.
Okay.
But just wait a second. Let me put my... Hold on for a second. That's a heavy piece of hardware right there.
So, for everybody who's aware, this past weekend was Champions Weekend in Ohio. Joel that Hoekstra, was. Madonna Scale Ethan, Chad Daniels, and my brother Jess Saxon.
And now we need to rename it Champion Weekend...
No, because Champions Weekend works.
Well, there's only one.
But there were so multiple championships and one overall. The point is.
Yeah.
Everybody was invited down for a series of events. Golden Tee, Big Buck Hunter, a game now coined The Game with No Name, which is a multi-leveled precision.
Should we go through it? Let me go through what the deal is.
Okay.
So the first event is full gym length bowling with miniature plastic little kid bowling pins, but you use a beat up, tattered and torn soccer ball.
Mini
soccer ball. And then you go until you get all the pins. What happens is it can bounce off the wall. The ball could come back, but the other three participants are guarding the wall to make sure the ball doesn't bounce back. I love how Jess put it, demolition derby rules. Wherever the pins, the dead pins, the knocked over pins were, they stayed in that spot in case the ball hit those and errantly threw them into a pin. A live pin.
Think of it as golf. So golf scoring. So the first event is bowling. Everybody goes. Chad has a 6. Jess has a 4. Joel has a 3. Ethan has a 5. You carry that score to the next
and
event.
And let's be clear, that's not what happened. But
you carry that score to the next event, which is you have to carnival style land a... It's, you remember the ball that lands in the milk jugs at the carnival? It's one of those. You're landing a beanbag in a hole. It's bean hole, but it's carnival style.
Yep.
And then you go to about a 35 yard, I would say. Do you think that's fair? Probably 20 yard.
I would say 30.
A little kid's basketball hoop. We were in a children's gym. There were no children there. The hoop was broken down. So you have a basketball hoop sized rim that is vertical to the ground.
Yeah, it's dangling like a little kid shack dunked on it and completely broke it.
throw the ball through there. Once you get it through there, you moved on.
Tennis ball, yeah.
Accumulating scores. The next up is an old school, let a third grader out on the field for punt, pass, and kick competitions. This is the throwing part of that. You throw a football, you know, across the gym, land it in a circle, you know, a 3-foot by 3-foot circle.
Yep.
Then we call this event the Build That Wall event. I will not be taking your comments or questions. There is a large foam wall built. On the other side of it, a pin.
One of the little mini pins, yeah.
And it's a couple feet away from the wall. You have to throw a kickball without vision of what's happening off the wall back to the pin, right?
And once it hits that pad, once it hits the wall, it's dead. It can't bounce off the wall. It can't bounce off the pad and then hit the pin.
Then you go into a long hallway throwing event where you roll a basketball through a door. So you play this whole round. You accumulate scores. Chad, this is the first event of the weekend. Chad takes an early lead as Jess is eliminated after the first round. In the second round, surprisingly...
I didn't take a lead. I fucking destroyed everybody.
Sure. Let's build you up even more. So,
well, that's true.
He ends up losing, though. He gets third place.
Also true.
He gets third place. And we move on to Golden Tee, which there's no need to spend any time on this Golden Tee conversation. You've said before,
I can't be beaten.
And that was correct. You fucking ruined everybody. You're the king of Golden Tee.
Thank you.
We went to Big Buck Hunter. Chad placed last.
And what did I say about Big Buck Hunter?
You will place last. Now, things you need to know about Chad is he will make it seem like it's a thing, like he'll make proclamations, but what they are is really setting expectations. So when he tells you he's good at Golden Tee, he knows he is. When he tells you he's bad at Buck Hunter, he's created a world where if he loses, it's kind of like he didn't lose because he said he was going to lose. And if he wins...
I've played Buck Hunter twice in my life before this weekend.
Sure.
And I just don't get it. It's not really that fun for me.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, for me. Now, I would also like to tell everyone listening, and I'm not making excuses because that's a championship ring that you heard knocking. But I'd like to tell you that the night before I flew to Ohio, I got exactly 0 hours of sleep. It's the truth. That's hard. Listen, and we were playing Buck Hunter around midnight.
Very late.
So I hadn't slept one whole night, and then we were already to midnight, and I was having trouble seeing anything. So, but also, I'm standby. I would have lost no matter what.
Chad loses Buck Hunter. We go to the Gergamu event, the big event. I've had several people ask how it works. I'm going to give you the fastest description of this game. It's a multi-round shooting game, two rounds. So Chad goes up, and he shoots a layup, a mid-range shot, a free throw, three-pointer, NBA three-pointer, half court, other side of half court, NBA three-pointer, other free throw line. And there's a point total correlated to each of these. One layup, three middle of the lane, 7 free throw, 10 three-pointer, 15 NBA three-pointer, 25 half court, 50 other side of half court, 75 other free throw line. Okay?
Yep.
You do a whole round. So let's say Chad does a whole round and he has 21 points. Then he shoots what are called Gergamu opportunities, which are free throws. At the end of each round, you have 2 Gergamu opportunities. If you hit both of those free throws, we keep track of that. So everybody plays one round, and then everybody plays another round. So at the end of 2 rounds, when you're done with the regular rounds, it could be Chad 57 and Ethan 33 and Joel 24. And Chad could have made 3 Gergamu opportunities, Ethan could have made 2, and Joel could have made 4. So whoever is in last place then takes those Gergamus and can one Gergamu equals a shot from anywhere on the court. So if you're down 7 and you have 3 of them, you know, take the right shots. If you're down 50 and you have 1 of them, take the right shots. And the person who's in last place tries to catch up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is Gergamu, and Chad won.
I did win. I went down early. I was down early. They each won a game. I came back, and then I did exactly what I said I was going to do. Now, let me tell you, this is the text thread that went on before this.
Oh, can I please read it? Because I wasn't a part of it. Can I read? I'll read you.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, I'll read you. Oh. No, I mean, I didn't take part in the trash talk.
Okay, right.
I will read the part of Chad. Chad will be reading the parts of
Ethan and Joel.
Ethan and Joel. I like that. This is a good system.
This is Friday, 9:43 a.m.
Joel and Madonna scale Ethan. Don't forget to look out the window on the plane during your flight. It will be the last time you feel on top of anything all weekend. Ever wonder if you're a bottom? You are. And I'll prove it again and again this weekend by pushing your shit in. Yeah, I'm old and I'm fat, but I'm a power top. Forget your kegels and stretch your assholes, gentlemen. The only thing tears are good for is lube. Call the people you love and let them know you're going to need a lot of hugs when you get home.
And then Ethan wrote this. I'm really glad you're coming down. What a fun weekend for someone in their mid-60s. It's kind of like when they let Arnold Palmer hit the first shot at the Masters. It's nice to pay homage to some boring old fuck that used to mean something. Hope you packed your box of extra skinny cock rings because that's the only jewelry you'll be wearing this weekend.
Which ended up being very incorrect. Back to you.
Yeah.
The difference between Jackie Boy and I is that I not only hit the first shot, but I hit all of them. I'm 27-1 against you and Gergamu. Joel likes to stay thin, which is great for his heart, but keeps him from any old man strength. He won't be able to get the ball to the rim. Speaking of ball to the rim, I reiterate, stretch. I'm bringing all 7 of my skinny cock rings, one for each event I destroyed you in last time. Sunday night, keep your eyes shut. I'd hate for anyone to leave with pink eye.
And then this is what Joel wrote. I'm just so happy to be included. Really looking forward to spending a weekend with people that mean so much to me. My wife and I laughed at me for all the My wife laughed at me for all the asshole stretching I've been doing this week to prepare. Man, is she going to feel foolish? See you guys in a few hours. Hugs and kisses. And now read what I wrote after that, please.
Chad. See, now that message actually scares me.
It does.
Yes.
Because he's such a calm Dexter psychopath.
Correct, Amanda.
Where you go, no one is this nice about anything. What's happening right now?
Should we talk about how you stopped eating sugar 3 days before you came here and I couldn't even stick sweets in you?
Yeah, that. So I had a little incident with sugar that I didn't feel great about. And so
and what
I decided
was that?
To.
And what was that incident?
I thought maybe I was having a full-blown stroke.
And why did you think that?
Because there was a really huge pressure behind my left eye after I ate 4 half-baked cookies from Papa Murphy's, which for me, by the way, 4 cookies from Papa Murphy's is an entire bin of cookie dough. Uh-huh. It's an entire cup of it.
That is a serving for me, by the way. Those little plastic things, that's a serving of cookie dough. I'm going to eat. You don't give me that and go like, are we saving some for tomorrow?
Right.
No.
There's eggs in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that chance.
Exactly.
And so, I stopped eating sugar, and I got to tell you something. Man, oh man, do I feel so much better just in general. I felt like I was walking around for, I'm going to say, a year and a half just feeling bloated and couldn't figure out why. And then I remember just how many boxes of candy I bought for Halloween and how many candies I actually passed out because I just sit without thinking. I'll walk through my kitchen and I'll just grab a handful of fucking Fruity Pebbles as I'm going to the bathroom, put it in my mouth, pee, you know, into the toilet, not in my mouth to whatever. And, but yeah, I just eat sugar just recklessly. And so I have found that meals taste better because I'm not full. I would go into regular nutritious meals. I would go into that full. And so I wouldn't even eat my meal that I'm supposed to have because I'd already eaten sugar. Anyways, let's get to the tiebreaker. So Ethan had...
How each event was set up was if you get first place, you win. It's like NASCAR rules, points championship. First place wins you 4 points. A second place finish wins you 2 points. Third place finish wins you 1 point. After all four events, we had a tie of 9 total points between Ethan and Chad.
Right, because I had won Gergamu, and I had won Golden Tee, and I had taken third in the game with no name. I have giant excuses here, but we're not going to get into them. And then Mondano Scale Ethan had accrued several second places. So proud of him. And he ended up tying me with 9 points because he did win a game with no name. And so then we had a tiebreaker, and we didn't know what we were going to do all day because we were watching football. Nobody knew. We thought it was going to be something simple. And then Cy comes in and he goes, "Oh, got it." And it was from there on, he looked like a little kid on Christmas morning where he just saw all the presents under the tree. And he went berserk. I'm gonna let you tell them what you came up with.
Oh, it's very simple, and it's my wife was out of town, which helped. We have
my wife.
I don't know what version of Borat that was. I think it's slow-mo Borat. My wife. my wife is out of town. Which helped this event take place. Although, I don't want to be mean to her. My wife would see us doing this event and she'd be like, cool. Like, that's, you know.
I agree with that.
So, but it was, we called it shuffle golf. We took painter's tape and made square holes all over my house. And then took candy dishes, flipped them upside down. And then took the grabber tool that I used to pick things up.
It's not a grabber thing. It's an old man pinchy stick.
Yeah, well, that's a grabber. It grabs. It's an old man pinchy stick. So we used that as the shuffleboard stick, and they slid candy dishes across...
Over your bamboo floors.
Over my bamboo floors in an effort to see who would have the lowest score. And Chad won.
I destroyed your nephew.
You destroyed him, and so I'm here to say Chad is the first annual official champion of Champions Weekend, and more importantly, here is the first ever sanctioned world champion of Gergamu.
Yeah, it felt great. I have a championship belt, a legit championship belt. You ordered a very beautiful belt. I should probably post those pictures, but... I also have the Masters Trophy, a replica of the Masters Trophy. And then, of course, I got the championship ring, which you've heard me tapping on my counter because I love it so much.
Congratulations. I care about you a lot. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
I wish you nothing but a loss next time around.
Oh, wonderful. We'll keep on wishing, motherfucker.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.